if you look at the total picture, the situation at the end of the year is very much like it was at the beginning of the year. I break it down into three different categories: political, security, and humanitarian. Taking the political situation first, the situation today, although there have been many ups and downs over the last 12 months, both negative and positive, it's pretty much the same as it was at the beginning of the year. The one positive thing I would note is that there were many analysts during the course of the year who predicted the total collapse of the transitional federal government sometime during 2010. That didn't happen. So the worst case scenario was clearly avoided. They still have a lot of the same problems. They've solved a few, they've added a few, but they have not made the progress that they really need to make. On the other hand, the opposition, mainly al-Shabaab and Hizbul Islam, have been so fractured by internal problems that although they have held their own, they haven't been able to make the breakthrough that they tried to make, particularly with the attacks during Ramadan in Mogadishu.
What's your view on the security situation regarding the TFG?
If you look at the security side, I would argue that the TFG, thanks to the African Union force, AMISOM, in Mogadishu, is in a slightly better position than it was at the beginning of the year. As I understand it, Shabaab now controls only about 40% of Mogadishu proper, which is down from about 60% just a few months ago. AMISOM has added Ugandan and Burundi troops to its force. It's up to 8,000 plus now and seems to be clearly in control of a larger section of the city than it was before. And this is obviously a plus for the transitional federal government.
And of course, Somalia has been called one of the world's worst humanitarian crises.
If you take the humanitarian side, I think the situation is slightly worse than it was at the beginning of the year. You have 1.5 million internally displaced persons, and you have an estimated third of the total population of Somalia on assistance, so requiring international assistance. This is obviously not an acceptable situation. So everything taken together, it's pretty much of a wash. And in some respects, that's a plus for the TFG if you look at the predictions of an awful lot of people at the beginning of the year.
Let's look at the militant groups. You had mentioned that al-Shabaab does not control as much of Mogadishu as it once did. Is it strictly because AU forces are stronger, or are other militant groups in Somalia becoming rather disenchanted with al-Shabaab?
It's very hard to know what is going on within al-Shabaab. There have been rumors for several months of a significant split in al-Shabaab involving Mukhtar Robo, who was effectively the deputy commander. He's denied that he has any disagreements with the al-Shabaab leadership, but that denial has not been really proven yet either. There clearly are factions within al-Shabaab. I think there are disagreements within al-Shabaab on the role being played by foreign jihadi forces, not Somalis from the diaspora, but non-Somalis who have jihadi goals and are looking to create an Islamic caliphate. And I think an awful lot of supporters of al-Shabaab are more nationalist and really not particularly interested in that agenda. On the other hand, the leadership of al-Shabaab, I think almost to a person, tends to be very extreme. There also are strange things going on between Hizbul Islam and al-Shabaab. One faction of Hizbul Islam announced a couple of days ago that it was joining al-Shabaab, but it was not Hassan Dahir Awis who made the announcement, it was another person. There's a lot of movement within both al-Shabaab and Hizbul Islam, which suggests they've got their own problems.
Let's look forward to 2011. What would you expect to see?
Over the short term, I would expect to see a continuation of the current patterns. That is, continuing disarray, disarray may be too strong of a term, within al-Shabaab and Hizbul Islam, and very, very slight strengthening of the security situation for the transitional federal government, but no solutions to their internal political problems. The TFG has not shown that it has a vision, and it has not shown that it can eliminate the differences between the executive branch and parliament. There is no indication that parliament is in a position to resolve its internal differences. So I don't really see much hope for the internal political situation of the TFG over the short term. Looking medium term, that is 6 months to a year, I'm not one of those who is willing to predict a victory by the extremist forces. I don't think that will happen. The bigger question is, can the TFG get its act together? President Sheikh Sharif Ahmed is supposed to come to the end of his term at the end of January. The mandate for the transitional federal government is over as of August of 2011. I mean, these are very critical times, and the TFG just hasn't shown that it is ready to make the transition to something better and different.